Now we're going to talk about a marvel of engineering in southwest Colorado. The Hanging Flume was built in the early 1890s to transport water for gold mining. It's a wooden tunnel that's attached to the sheer face of a cliff. Crews are done rebuilding a section of it. You can see a picture at CPR.org. The project took years. That's partly because there were no blueprints to go back to. I mean, who cares about making blueprints when you're rushing to get rich?
The idea of documenting how you build it, the construction, the engineering, any of that, photographs, they didn't really care much about that. They were interested in moving water from point A to point B so they could get the gold.
That's wood scientist Ron Anthony, who's on the restoration team and joins us. Welcome, Ron.
It's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
It's funny, when we have done stories on the flume, I find it so hard to convey, right? Like, flume is not a word a lot of us use, and it's hard to explain that this thing is, it looks like it shouldn't be there, right? It looks like it should fall.
Well, that's true. It looks like it's relatively fragile. It's actually in a little bit better shape than perhaps we thought maybe a decade ago. And we actually rebuilt the box itself, which was no longer in place. We rebuilt that on top of the timbers that were original.
And driven into the side of the cliff, right?
Yeah, the original timbers were supported by wrought iron rods that were in holes in the face of the sandstone cliff. And those holes were drilled, we believe, by hand. And it's those iron rods that held up the timber frame that we built the box on.
And you say the box. Let me help people understand that this is a tunnel. It's a method of conveying water, but it's not round like a pipe. It's square like a box. How did workers in this latest project get the structure like over the cliff? How does that work?
That was an amazing process. We wanted to try and reproduce as best we could the way that they may have constructed the original flume. And so much of the lumber, the floorboards and the sideboards, because if you can picture this flume as essentially a three-sided box, the top is open, but it's got sides and a bottom, obviously, to hold the water. And those boards are about 16 inches wide and 8 or 9 feet long. Those were lowered by ropes over the top of the cliff down to a crew that was working on the flume. The frames that those boards went in were actually built up above on the cliff, and the entire square frame was lowered down to the crew that was working on the flume.
Lowered down with what?
Well, these would be conventional ropes. We had industrial riggers, if you think of rope access professionals. That was the team that we had that set up all of the logistics for lowering the materials, and they also had the carpenters that did the reconstruction work down on the flume.
It took 7 years to get this section rebuilt. How does it feel?
It feels magnificent. If you were to be standing there below the flume section that was rebuilt and look up at that, you cannot look up without being in awe of what they were able to do in the 1890 era and build something of that engineering stature as well as the construction aspect. It's just amazing to finally get to this point where we have something that the public can appreciate.
And, you know, there are a lot of folks in southwest Colorado who hope this is a draw for tourists. It's kind of a depressed area right now.
Well, it is a part of the state that struggles and has struggled for quite some time. The flume, fortunately, is along the Uniweap-Tabawatch Scenic Byway, and the Byway Council is very active in trying to promote heritage tourism through that area from Gateway down to Naderita to capitalize on not only the Hanging Flume, but other very scenic things that they have in that area.
That's wood scientist Ron Anthony. Again, you can see a picture of the Hanging Flume at CPR.org. I'm Ryan Warner, and that's Colorado Matters for today.